No, really, how do you steal? How much salt was stolen?
I think it was 80,000 pounds or something
like that. How do you steal 80,000 pounds of salt?
Well, you load it up. I mean, you know, it's not. Yeah, it wasn't secured.
I understand all that, but isn't that a lot of salt?
Yeah, it's 80,000 pounds.
What do you back up 16, 17 trucks? Nobody notices?
Well, probably a pretty big truck. Yeah, pickup.
Somebody created a distraction.
Another company?
You have to have a bobcat putting it in? Nobody notices anything anymore?
You'd need bigger than a bobcat, I would
Or think. Whatever they use. I don't know all the terms. I know Bill here probably knows the terms. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Gary, I'm calling to comment on that previous caller. He said he worked on, paved down in Florida. I worked for paving companies in Indiana and Illinois around here for years, and nobody ever paves right on the dirt.
He's getting a lot of blowback on the text, too. It says that guy is wrong. We don't pave directly over dirt. He's an idiot, and you are confirming that.
Yeah. That wouldn't last 5 minutes if you paved right over the dirt. We pave over limestone, or a lot of times now they use what's called recycled concrete, where they crush up old concrete and make it into aggregate. And, the potholes are basically from the temperature, from the freezing and thawing.
Yeah, everybody knows that formula. Is there no combination of substances that would be able to combat that?
Well, the thing is, Gary, that there is technology that would probably last longer, but anytime you have a state-funded or federally funded project, by law, they have to take the lowest bid. So say you're a contractor and you want to bid this highway job. If you bid it with, some new, great new material that costs more, that maybe would last 10 times longer, though, you would never get the job.
Well, then we end up like this, where you've got people's cars being ruined, people almost killing each other trying to avoid the potholes. That's better.
Well, I wouldn't say it's better.
No, I know you're not saying it, but that's what they are saying in so many contracts.
It goes back to government again, because they're forced to take the lowest bidder. So as a contractor, you're going to bid it with the cheapest material possible. Otherwise, you'd never get it.
But they'll let other monies just roll right out that are completely wasted. But we'll cut back on having good roads.
Don't get me started on that.
You've already started me, Bill. Let me fill it up for you. I'll take it from here. If you ran a business like government runs this country, I'm no bloviating. I'm Bill O'Reilly. You'd be out of business in about 2 weeks. And here they are, these politicians that have been in office 20, 40 years. How long has Madigan been down in his throne?
At least 40.
Has it been 40?
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that and have the state in the state it's in?
And Burke has been around for 40 years.
Oh, yeah, all these guys. That's enough, okay? We saw what you did, and I think we've decided it isn't the right thing anymore. Although, now, Madigan, how does he get back in? What's the deal on him? We vote him back in?
Shadow candidates?
Well, the funny thing is, he's just a senator, a state senator, but yet he's got this power of being the,
And he's a pipsqueaky guy, too. He's walked by the studio a few times. Wow.
So you're saying that, like, halfway through your show, you can't walk into the boss and go, you know what, you better double my pay right now, because I'm not going to be able to finish the show otherwise.
Yeah. And it's kind of ragtaggy, but hey, that's the way it goes. Just pay up and shut up. I want to talk about Kiev when we come back.
Chicken or the country?
I don't want to do world politics, but I have to. Once in a while, I got to step in. As bad as this is, what are these mopes thinking? And by mopes, I mean all of them. I don't care what side you're on this one. I'm going to point out something on that and ask some questions, and I need some answers. This is the No Spin Zone. Here's Leslie. Jack, you're on. What do you got?
Well, just a note of correction. I'm not trying to be a pedant, but Michael Madigan is not a state senator. He's a state representative.
Yeah, I got several texts, and they go like this. Tell the ignoramus that Madigan is a state representative and Speaker of the House.
Exactly. He's probably more powerful than
senator. Yeah, but he runs the show, as we know.
He does. And he's been there at least, a good 40, 42 years.
Isn't that enough? Isn't it time for some new thinking down in the land of Lincoln? There's my new slogan.
Hey, there you go.
We need some new thinking in the land of Lincoln. Thank you, Jack.
That really is a good phrase.
Oh, thank you.
I wonder what maybe Rutherford should use that.
Is he still doing anything, or
do you mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, I never heard the outcome of that.
Oh no, they're all still
bunking
in the race.
Up with.
Oh yeah, he didn't drop out.
No. But there was some research done into the whole thing, and then his lawyer said, "We're not going to release any of the information."
Yeah.
Right?
They did an investigation, which we paid for, and yet he's not releasing the.
That's what they call an internal investigation. That remains internal.
The Ukrainian.
I didn't, nothing like that.
The Ukrainian government announced that it had reached a truce with opposition leaders Wednesday after a tense day in which President Viktor Yanukovych replaced the armed forces chief, warned he was launching an anti-terrorist operation. All right, blah, blah, blah.
Yanukovych.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, it's
amazing.
What
they've done over there? They're burning down all this stuff.
It's like Woodstock from the 90s.
No, that one, yeah, it didn't go well. I always look at those pictures, Syria, all those places, and they've knocked all this stuff down, bombed it, blown it up, burned it down. Who's going to clean it all up and fix it? I always think that.
What do you think?
Who?
Us.
No.
You don't think we're not going to send money over there?
I hope not.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to fix all this stuff.
And
we got
a lot
our own
of brooms.
They're burning all this stuff down, but who's going to fix it?
Well, I mean, think about what happened with the riots in Chicago. Some of those places
still
never came back.
Fixed.
I mean, there's blocks and blocks where, yeah, it's still.
Well, that's my point. Isn't there anything we can do to prevent this kind of stuff, or they can do? Now, here's my only thought. They should, when this stuff starts to go, they should get a big pile of marijuana and start it on fire, and that might calm all these people down.
Dude.
Right in the middle of town. Just let them mellow out, and then they can talk.
Be cool.
Why do you always burn your own neighborhood? It's so strange. That's a weird dynamic.
That's true in all these countries where they have this unrest. They start blowing stuff up. This is your stuff.
Right.
Who's going to fix it? And then when these rebels take over the government or whatever, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to guess that they don't know electrical. They don't know plumbing. Who's going to fix all this when they're in charge?
Well, the ones who are protesting the hardest are hoping that the EU will be their partner in anything they do in the future, the European Union.
Okay.
Well, that's what's even scary about in Egypt. I mean, they were getting close to some of these museums where all this, the pyramids and some of these things that you can never replace. It's like, slow down, guys.
It's all tutted.
I just
tut it up.
I just checked, Gary.
They tut it up. Tut.
I looked into
it's
it.
Tut up.
The pyramids are still there, so we're okay.
It's all tut up.
Once they start knocking those down, those are built like they should build our roads. We should get some of those guys over here to build our roads. Those things have been around what 3,000 years. They don't seem to have too many potholes in them.
Not one pothole. You drive right up to them.
Exactly. Something's wrong. Something's off. I'm just got to fix something and do something right. But the big pile of burning marijuana in the middle of town, maybe everybody mellows out and then they talk. Otherwise, what is accomplished?
And that was, I mean, quite a sight. That literally looked like the whole city.
Yeah,
it looked like the Chicago fire. I mean,
it was the Great Kiev Fire.
Well, some of it was, the protesters were actually burning fire lines. So they were burning a barricade to try to keep police away from them. So
yeah, but there were buildings. There are a bunch of bricks and stuff in a pile. I assume buildings are gone.
Rice, butter everywhere.
But this could be a central moment in their history. I mean, this is all about a choice between, you know, saddling up or staying cozy with Russia or moving toward the European Union. And the president there reneged on earlier pledges to move toward Europe, and that's what brought the protesters out. So this is about something.
This is as if Mike Madigan was in charge to the nth degree of goofiness. We think we have problems. At least we don't set stuff on fire and blow stuff up. What does that say about these people? Is it that bad over there they have to resort to that?
Well, it's, do you want a future where Vladimir Putin's calling the shots or where you're a member of the European Union?
I mean, he can't even pick a good hockey coach.
No.
Oh. No, no.
Right
really,
now, that
no.
hockey team's being shot in the back.
Oh,
they got that going for
they're
them.
They're gone already.
But, Jim, you're joking around. This is, but, no, and I understand why you are and everything, but yeah. This really is, this is like a, you know, a Boston Tea Party sort of moment for these guys.
How did they get
be.
The Olympics when all this crap has been going on
for years?
Well,
this is
years.
Ukraine. This
I
is
know,
a,
but
yeah.
The whole town.
The whole region.
The whole town is a mess.
This whole city needs an enema.
All right, that's good. That was college credit right there. Just listening to that, you got college credit. Don't worry about it. WGN. Gary Meyer on the G. 312-981-7200. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, on that Mel Reynolds, he got off pretty good if he's just going to get deported and then a fine for having pornography when he owed them like $24,000 in outstanding hotel bills.
That's
maybe that's part of his plan, how to get out of this big hotel bill. I'll just get kicked out.
Do you think he's that smart?
Well, I don't know. He's that dumb, I guess, but who knows?
That is the punishment. They're sending him out. They're, as you call it, deportating him, which I saw in Star Trek once, and it works. And then the hotel bill, which was about $24,000 that he didn't pay, that's wiped out. They just want to get rid of this mope.
Right.
Well, if he hatched that plan, he's not as dumb as he looks. That's what you reported, right, Steve? That's what he's getting?
Well, that's what his defense attorney is hoping for, deportation and some fines.
Is he coming back here to Chicago?
Well, he'd be deported from there, so I would assume he'd come back here. He's not being kicked out of this country yet.
He lives here, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
In the U.S., I believe.
The last few years. Oh, right. I won the lottery. Right. There was a picture of him in the paper today, and I thought when I saw that picture, he could do something with that guy who played the Somali pirate and Captain Phillips. Mel could be his older brother on some kind of road picture because he's very skinny, and he kind of looks like that Abu Dhabi guy or whatever his name is.
Akbak or something.
Got some text at 24/7/20. Wow, the wind is here in Manuka.
Yeah, we've got Tom, wind in Manuka.
We got wind. That wind not due to arrive in most parts for another 20 minutes, but Manuka, if you have left your Christmas decorations out, you don't have to worry about it after tonight. They're going to be gone. You don't have to pick them up. They'll be in somebody else's yard.
It's Santa. Almost hard to see across the street here right now.
Yeah, look at that.
It's
very foggy.
Thick as you can imagine. Gary, time to slap Baba Bibble. He has been all over the map today on his comments, I understand. Yeah, Gary, good idea. Let's get a bunch of Hebrew slaves to build our roads. I didn't say that. I was talking about the pyramids. Whatever they're made out of, we should make our roads out of. I didn't say who should build it, the Hebrew slaves. No, I'm talking about whatever that combination is of limestone and...
They were good engineers.
Yes. Whatever they're made out of. I didn't say and get the Hebrew slaves to install our roads.
Wow.
Well, who would you enslave then? What are you talking about?
Whatever they're made out of. That would be what we make our
roads. He wasn't talking about the workforce. He was talking about the workmanship.
Here's one. Nice solution, Mr. Mope. Smoke pot to address the issue. By the way, that's Sir Mope. I was knighted by the Queen. I am Sir Mope. Yeah, I have an idea. It's better than what I'm seeing over there. Yeah, it's an oppressive government. But after they're done, they're going to have nothing anyway. Burn everything down. That's a good solution. I said get a big pile of marijuana and light it up to calm everybody down. Isn't that what it does?
I guess. That's what they say.
That's what they say in the movies. That's what I've seen in the movies.
But you need a real big bowl of potato chips and Doritos.
Okay, that's fine. It's better than breaking everything up.
A nationwide munchie.
Gary, would you want someone to dictate to you what or who you will be able, what or who you will be buying your groceries from? That's what they're doing over there. The government's very oppressive. I get it.
Well, that's already happened to me. They took away my Dominic's.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Mariano's or Jewel? Where are you going
to
go?
It's getting so oppressive. We're down to just two chains.
Well, you're throwing an Aldi.
The government does tell us what to do here. Yeah. Pretty much.
How fast you can drive your car.
That's right.
Pay your taxes.
It's just presented in a different way. Speaking of government control... Monday night, British American Tobacco launched the first ever TV commercial for its Vype brand e-cigarettes. The Vipe ad features two urbanites sprinting through city streets before being propelled into the air through large clouds of vapor. From their looks of elation, one can only assume that vaping, Vipe, is borderline orgasmic. Britain banned television ads promoting cigarettes in the 60s, and ads for other tobacco products, including cigars, have been prohibited since the early 90s. However, current advertising codes weren't designed with e-cigarettes in mind. And the rules around what is now a $3 billion industry worldwide are still somewhat hazy. So they're getting to advertise e-cigarettes, apparently because there's nothing that addresses that. We banned the advertising in the early 70s. And if you noticed, over the years, until the last, I don't know, six, seven, 8 years, there was no advertisement on television or radio for hard liquor. I always assumed that was in the same category as cigarette advertising. The government said you can't do that. That wasn't the case. Broadcasters were self-policing because they thought, well, this is kind of bad. We won't sell that stuff until the economy went down the dumper. And did you notice all those ads for hard liquor? That all went to the wayside. Hey, we got to make money. I don't care.
A lot of gentlemen's clubs, too, suddenly got advertised.
Yeah, I don't care about what people do or do not do. We got to make some money here. And then you're seeing vodka ads and everything else. But before that, it was just self-policing.
So that's a $3 billion industry for those already?
Says here, e-cigarettes.
Wow.
But the rattle, and that's why we can't have them smoked in the areas that have prohibited cigarettes in the Chicago area. They had the ban put in a few weeks ago. Is because they say there's something in the e-cigarettes that is as harmful in a certain way. And that's why they're lumping that all together.
It's not just vapor, apparently.
Like, now, there's something else. They list some chemical or whatever. What have you? Do you care if they advertise on radio and television? Isn't that oppressive government? Shouldn't we be burning down something? Call me. I'm Mr. Mope. 312-981-7200.
Sir Mope.
Sir Mr. Mope. 312-981-7200. And here's Leslie. And now I will dash on to the phones at 312-981-7200. Tom?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir.
That chemical that you're thinking of in the e-cigarettes is ethylene glycol, better known as antifreeze.
And there is a bit of nicotine in those e-cigarettes, too, right?
I think there is. I believe that they do put nicotine in there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ethylene glycol is what they slipped in that guy's drink after that Bears game a couple years ago, and it almost killed him.
So this is the methadone of cigarettes, the e-cigarette.
Yeah.
Doesn't really do you much good. You think it's healthier, but you're still sucking on something that's bad. 312? You know the number. John?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, man. I'm going to have to try that. listen, I was hoping to talk Eddie Schwartz because I just left Warrenville 38 minutes ago, and it was 41 degrees. I'm in Oaklawn now, and it's 49 degrees. The fog is so thick you can't see in front of you.
Yeah,
my daughter goes to the University of Missouri in Columbia. She said it was 65 there at noon, and by 3 o'clock it was 32 degrees. So run for your lives. I know Eddie can't run.
Yes, grab your ankles. This is it. Look at the Bible. It's all outlined right there.
Right. And then, according to Skilling, with this wind, you might want to put out a toupee alert if it's going to get that windy.
I'm going to give the list of people that cannot walk Chicago streets for the next 24 hours because of that toupee alert. And if you have a metal shed, look at it. Take a picture for insurance purposes because that's the last time you're going to see it after tonight.
And tell lane closure that traffic was caused by a truckload of toupees that tipped over, and police were still combing the area.
All right. John is old school.
They are hair systems, by the way.
Gary?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Hey, man, I just wanted to talk to you about that. You guys are kind of overrating the amount of 80,000 pounds of salt. That's only like three semi-dumpfuls. If they're hauling 22 to 24 ton apiece, it's relatively minimal amount of salt.
This is the amount that was stolen.
Yeah, that 80,000 pounds.
Yeah, okay. Three truckloads, but still, you have to load it into the truck, so they got to bring some equipment.
Yeah.
Nobody notices?
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah, but in the construction industry, there's so much thievery going on out on these big projects that they're hiring security guards now to watch everything at night. Yeah. People are hiding there and taking away the skid loaders and everything else. But it reminds me of a story one time my father called me and said, hey, get up here real quick. We need to buy some trailers. We got 1 million pounds of cauliflower that's contaminated from Green Giant to Holloway. And, well, you divide that by 2,000 pounds. I said, Dad, we can get that done in 4 days with two trucks.
See, I don't know truck capacity and everything. So that's, if you're a trucker, you're getting a little kick out of that. My favorite thing is when I drive by a construction site, it's not one of my favorite things. I can't put it in a song. When they have that generator or whatever up on the crane on the weekend because they know right. some savage will come by and steal it otherwise. They pull all that stuff up on the crane. Now try to get it, you mope.
This is a city of savages.
City of savages. Chicago PD said it.
City of savages.
That's all we are. Reduced to that. Kathy.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to comment on your, you know, thing about the government policing. You know, it's getting me so angry. It's like, why should the government police what we eat and what we drink? I mean, we all know that smoking is bad for you. I grew up with a family of smokers who had terrible, lingering, awful deaths. I would never be stupid enough to smoke. I've told that to my kids, but it should be a choice. If it's legal and they can do it, if somebody wants to be stupid enough to do it, that's their choice. I mean, you know, you can't have everybody watching you. You know, that's why there's so many lawsuits blaming other people. I mean, I'm a diabetic. If I want to sit and eat a whole chocolate cake and if I'm stupid enough to do that, you know, well, then shame on me. You know, and the same thing with soft drinks and all that other stuff. I mean, it's like, God, you know, our kids, I mean, I try to teach my kids good eating habits. You know, but that's the parents' responsibility, not the government's responsibility. And if they want to learn about healthy foods in school, I mean, that's fine. The school can teach all that. That's fine. But they shouldn't be there, you know, watching them. Hey, get that cookie out of your mouth. You know, I mean, Jesus, if they pack a lunch with cookies in them or whatever, you know, everything in moderation. It's nobody else's business.
If a camel is telling you what to do, and that was that whole Joe Camel campaign, and they took that off. Even in print ads, I think, they said Joe Camel was influencing these kids. You have to be what? Is it 18 or 21 to buy cigarettes?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I think it's 21.
Yeah,
I don't
all right.
know.
Well, they shouldn't be selling to anybody under 21. If you're under 21 and buying them, I don't know where you're getting them. But anyway, on the package, it says these probably will kill you. Outside of that, I don't know what they can tell you. If you're if you're a mope that needs to smoke, then that could be the consequence.
Well, yes, and I've shared that with my boys. I mean, luckily, they've never lived with anybody that smoked. But, I mean, I come from, I'm a 55-year-old woman. I've lived with a family of smokers where, you know, the kids at Christmas used to, like, stick our faces out the door so we could breathe while everybody smoked, and then we get yelled at because the heat's on, you know. But, you know, my kids never lived that way. And I've explained to them about all these terrible things. And, again, I said, you know, if you want to be stupid enough to do that, you're going to break my heart, and you know it's going to kill you. You know, bottom line.
I just picture Christmas vacation at your house where Uncle whatever his name, Uncle Louie, whatever is that, the guy who set the Christmas tree on fire with his stogie.
Well, yeah, and you know, in the houses in the city, you know, the small bungalows in the city, and, you know, 90 million cousins, aunts, and uncles all sitting around the dining room table, you know, barely able to squeeze through to the kitchen and, you know, can't breathe. But, hey, those are happy memories.
Right.
But anyway.
Thank you, Kathy.
Remember ashtrays?
You don't see those.
I mean,
much
you never even see an ashtray.
They used to give those out as gifts during Christmas.
I mean.
And when I hear that name, bungalow, couldn't they come up with a different name? I live in a bungalow. WGN.